Hey everyone, Chris Webb. Welcome to today's episode of Managing Your Expectations. I think it's a huge, very important topic to discuss. I believe that if we can properly manage our expectations, our lives would be totally different. We get so caught up in our heads, so caught up in what we expect should happen. And so I wanted to touch on that today. So just a little bit of brief background on me. I'm 49 years old. I'll be 50 in, I don't know, 5 more months, something like that. The majority of my life I spent making poor decisions, drinking, smoking, partying, just not making good decisions, poor health choices, poor nutrition choices. And it was close to roughly 9 years ago where my wife and I decided to make some changes in our lives and get our shit together. And through that process, I've grown a lot. Not only with health and fitness, but also with relationships, finances, and personal growth and development, leadership skills, and things like that. And that comes from the work. It comes from the work. It really does. And so when we talk about managing expectations, I believe that a lot of us get caught up in the comparison trap. We're looking at other people. We're looking at successes or failures with other people in regards to what we are doing or what we are attempting to do, right? So if we're looking at, somebody's story and it looks like, wow, they really got their shit together, what we don't see is the iceberg underneath, right? We've all heard that analogy of we don't see the bottom part of the iceberg that's underwater. We don't see that, right? And that right there is all the work. That is all the work. So I would say roughly, I can share this. My wife and I have been in the network marketing industry for close to 9 years. And 3 of those 9 years have been with community-based marketing. And community-based marketing is very different, and it's a different topic. I can share on that later. But within this last 3 years, we've worked with hundreds of people in regards to working on their health and wellness, working on their relationships, working on their finances, working on their personal growth and development, leadership skills, and things of that nature, and all to achieve at a higher level in life, right? All to achieve at a higher level in life. I'm assuming that the reason why you're listening to this or any other thing or reading a book or anything like that is so that you can achieve at a higher level somewhere in some area of your life. Right. So all of that being said, we have, worked with and are friends with hundreds of people who are wanting to achieve at a higher level, who are wanting to do the things to improve certain areas of their lives. And I can honestly say that managing expectations is the one of the biggest obstacles. One of the biggest obstacles. Somebody starts something and they don't see the result, and when they think they should see it, and they give up. Right? Are we all familiar with that? The question you have to ask yourself is, who set that expectation? Who set that? Who said that you are supposed to accomplish XYZ by a certain amount of time, otherwise it doesn't work? Who set that? That's the important question to ask, because a lot of the times we are setting our own expectations. We're not asking coaches and mentors, hey, take a look at my life, take a look at what I've done, take a look at either the amount of personal development I've done or the lack of personal development I've done, evaluate me where I'm at, and give me some sort of guideline of how long it should take to achieve whatever it is I'm trying to achieve. Same with health and fitness, right? Looking at my past history, looking at my current state, knowing exactly where I'm at, what do you feel I should realistically expect? I don't know how many times I've ever been asked that question. I don't know if anyone's ever asked me that question. We've been coaching people, like seriously coaching people, for the past 3 years. But we have pride and ego that we deal with, where we figure it out on our own. We can comparison trap. We look at somebody and say, oh, if they can do it, they do that. But we don't know the iceberg. We don't know. So we set these unrealistic expectations that crush us. So somebody says, you know, I didn't think it would take this long to earn $5,000 a month. And the question is, well, how long did it take you to build your last $1 million business? Well, I've never built a $1 million business. Well, then how do you know what to compare it to? How do you know how long it's supposed to take? When was the last time you built a business that, online business that created $5,000 a month? When was the last time you did that? How long did it take? Well, I've never done that before. Then what are we comparing it to? What are we comparing it to? So that's for an instance. That's for instance, right? That's an example. And the reason why I share what we do with our business is because it's so in line with what we do with health and fitness, and it's so in line with what we do with personal development. It's all the same. And we expect results. We expect this result, and then we'll be happy, or then we'll be satisfied. If we flip that around, manage our expectations, either by asking the right questions to the right coaches and mentors, or being happy and satisfied that you're actually engaged in the process. If you're happy and you're satisfied that you're engaged in the process, then you don't have a time expectation. You don't have a dollar amount expectation. It's going to come. How does that happen? Personal development, personal growth, reading books, listening to audios, listening to podcasts, getting in conversations with people who are doing the things in life that you want to be doing, and setting realistic expectations by asking them the good questions, asking really good questions. So I'd love to know if this helps you guys in any way at all. I appreciate your support. I appreciate you tuning in today. And I hope that you guys have a phenomenal day, and go crush it. Set your expectations correctly. And if you don't know how, have the kahunas to reach out to somebody and ask for help. I promise you 100%. If you ask a good leader a good question, they will help you with everything that they have. All right, guys, y'all have a great day. Talk to you soon. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning into today's episode. Remember, I'll be doing a weekly giveaway along with social media shout outs. And here's how you participate. Go to the homepage of this podcast that I had sent you or that you had found, screenshot it, tag me in your social media along with one takeaway, something that stood out to you the most. And again, you will be featured in my social media shares along with the entry for a giveaway that I'll be doing weekly. All right, guys, thanks. Have a great day.